This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, May 2nd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin could declare World War III in a matter of days. This is according to the UK's Defense Minister Ben Wallace, who said in an interview that Putin will probably attempt to mobilize his people to prop up his, what Wallace called, failing special military operation. You know that Russia sent troops into Ukraine on February 24th. We also know, if you've been watching this program, that this took place after Ukraine's military stepped up its shelling inside the breakaway provinces of Donetsk and Luhansk, thus prompting Putin to, in his mind, perhaps strike first. Well, Putin claiming that he's there to denazify the country. Again, this is information warfare, trying to win public opinion on both sides of the Atlantic. Putin's also threatened to use nuclear weapons if the West gets in his way, and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying that this is a serious threat. Well, Wallace said in this interview that this declaration of open war may take place on or about May Day, which in Russia falls on May 9th, next week Monday. Keep our eyes open for that. I have no idea whether Wallace is good at his job or not. I'm just bringing this to you just to show you what's being widely reported by the corporate media in the UK. Bear in mind that all of this is happening while Britain just sent 8,000 army soldiers to take part in maneuvers in Eastern Europe. Put them close to Russia, and we just edge closer and closer to open conflict instead of the ongoing proxy war in Ukraine. Topic number 4, the Disinformation Governance Board. You know by now that the Biden administration has launched a new office inside the Department of Homeland Security, the Disinformation Governance Board. This is an entity, a government entity with a name that could not be more dystopian, short of actually taking the name Ministry of Truth from George Orwell's 1984. It's going to be led by a Democrat Party operative who previously promoted the Russia collusion conspiracy hoax and dismissed the Hunter Biden laptop, which now even the corporate media admits is real, as Russian disinformation. Yes, that blind, oblivious lack of discernment is what makes her perfectly qualified for this job in the minds of the political left here in the United States, which believes that it has a monopoly on truth and must criminalize dissent, debate, and political opposition. In short, it's become clear here in the United States that liberals, or at least the most aggressive far-left wing of the Democratic Party, trying to be precise here and not tar everybody with a broad brush, they are, in fact, the fascists that they claim to hate. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley wrote to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, noting, "I confess, at first, I thought the announcement of the creation of this Disinformation Governance Board was satire. Surely no American administration would ever use the power of government to sit in judgment on the First Amendment speech of its own citizens," Hawley wrote. Continuing, "Sadly, I was mistaken. Rather than protecting our border or the American homeland, you have chosen to make policing Americans' speech your priority. This new board is almost certainly unconstitutional and should be dissolved immediately," end quote. Joel Pollack, who's an editor at Breitbart News, he pointed out that this Disinformation Governance Board is a sword that cuts both ways, because Democrats appear to believe that they'll be the only ones who actually get to run this board. But what happens if Republicans win the White House in 2024 and get to use the office for their own? And to that end, Pollack proposes the following priorities for the Disinformation Governance Board if and when Republicans actually get to control it. Number 1, climate alarmism. Go after the Al Gores and Bill Nyes of the world. 2, gender denialism. Transgender individuals have every right to express themselves in any way they choose, but the idea that biological sex is irrelevant and can be ignored is unscientific and should not be subsidized by the government in any way. 3, late-stage abortion. 4, the Bidens. The vast cover-up of Hunter Biden's laptop and Joe Biden's shady business dealings must be exposed. 5, the Russia collusion hoax. This, writes Pollack, is just the beginning. The Disinformation Governance Board should also investigate institutions like Harvard, which last week promoted the false claim that the university was shaped by slavery, ignoring the historic fact that more Harvard men died fighting for the Union in the Civil War, 117, than the number of slaves that were employed on or around the campus in 150 years before slavery was abolished. That was 70 was that number. Disinformation, governance. Again, it is a sword that cuts both ways. Bottom line is neither party should have this power. Topic number three, the culture war. I like this guy, Chris Pratt. As an actor, don't know anything about him as a human being other than he professes to be a Bible-believing Christian. I'll take him at his word. Good for him. He's also very careful as an entertainer never to go publicly on the record about his political opinions. If you're an entertainer, you don't need to weigh in on every political or social topic that is on the headlines for the next 15 minutes. But because he's been careful, he is now being declared a disgraced actor. Now, you might know him from the Jurassic Park films, you might know him, or Jurassic World, that is, or the Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. But critics are calling for him to be canceled because he has not been sufficiently supportive of the far-left agenda coming out of Hollywood. He's a member of a megachurch in Hollywood, Zoe Church, which has been welcoming of all, but has also publicly said, we do not support or endorse all lifestyles, which is biblical. You hate the sin, not the sinner. Everybody needs Jesus, and we should not make ourselves stumbling blocks between the unsaved and the gospel of Jesus Christ. That appears to be, again, looking from the outside, that appears to be what Chris Pratt is doing. But in Hollywood, that's enough to get you categorized as disgraced. Being insufficiently supportive of anti-biblical morality is grounds for cancellation in 2022 America. Topic number two, gender wars. Not the video game, but actually fighting over what it means to be a man or a woman. State of Oklahoma is banning non-binary birth certificates. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill forbidding the use of non-binary gender markers on Oklahoma birth certificates that went into effect last week as soon as he signed it. People who claim to be non-binary do not identify with traditional male or female genders. I would say biologically factual male or female genders, except in a tiny, tiny percentage of cases where the genes are not what they should be. Experts say this is the first ban of its kind written into law in these United States. 15 states and the District of Columbia now specifically allow for a gender designation outside of male or female, even though there is no biological basis for such a designation. And Vermont will become the next state to allow a non-binary designation next July 1st. Over in the UK, this is taking a different form. The National Health Service there is recommended that it use terms like chest feeding to be more inclusive of transgender parents. This is according to a government-funded report from the LGBT Foundation. This recommendation was made after surveying 121 trans Britons on their experiences during pregnancy. Another example of a gender-loaded term is vaginal birth, recommending frontal or lower birth instead. To me, frontal would seem to be cesarean, but that's just me. What do I know? I'm an XY. Anyway, this all sounds silly. Argument over non-binary birth certificates and gender-loaded terms regarding birth. Look, I'm sorry, if you don't have the correct organs, you cannot give birth. I am a man, and I will never give birth. And frankly, no biological man in history or in the future will ever give birth. But this effort is being promoted by the human agents of the spirit of the age, the ancient transgender, gender fluid goddess Inanna, Ishtar, goddess of sex and war. Most likely, in our view, we see into that realm imperfectly, but in our view, most likely the woman in scarlet who rides the beast in the book of Revelation. Coming up, how to get $70 worth of free Skywatch documentaries, and the one thing you should never, ever do if you want to make it out of Israel. That's next on 5 and 10. We'll be right back.
Recently, in my alone time with God, I started to reread the Gospels. I started this with no commentaries and no study notes. It was just me sitting at the feet of the Father, waiting for the Holy Spirit to teach me whatever it is He wanted me to know. During this period, I rediscovered the beauty of the Gospels, something I've always heard but never truly felt within my spirit until this time. After several weeks, the Holy Spirit began to reveal more and more to me. This story is but one of those revelations. Midway through my journey, I found myself in the wilderness. It was in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke that I began to read of the wilderness temptation of Christ. What followed this account would open my eyes to a shocking fingerprint left by Satan that exposed his direct abuse of humans in his dark plans. What I am about to bring to you is some of the most compelling evidence of Satan not only outright attacking humanity as a tool used by God for their testing, but also Satan influencing humans directly to enact his will on this earth in what I begin to refer to as Satan's opportune time. But before we expose the darkness of the enemy, our journey begins in the Judean wilderness.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, The Unveiling. Register now. Scan the QR code or log on to defenderconference.com.
Topic number one today, the one thing never to do when you're a tourist in Israel, pick up one of these. If you visit the Golan Heights, and if you join us in Israel next spring, you will visit the Golan Heights. That's the area that Israel captured in the 1967 war from Syria. It's where Gilgal Rephaim, that mysterious ancient monument probably connected to a cult of the dead, is located. Also, that newly recognized serpent mound of Bashan that is covered with megalithic tombs. We will visit those sites next spring. But when you're on the Golan Heights, bearing in mind that that was a battle zone just over 50 years ago, don't go wandering off the path because there are still some Syrian minefields up there. And secondly, don't pick up anything that you didn't drop yourself because you could wind up causing a panic. Some Americans on holiday in Israel, on the Golan Heights, picked up what they thought was a really cool souvenir. It was this, an unexploded artillery shell from the 1967 war. Well, of course, as they were getting ready to leave at Ben-Gurion Airport, Israeli security noticed this big, heavy metal thing in one of the suitcases and had no choice but to clear the area. Sadly, one of the people standing near the security officer misheard and shouted, "Terrorists shooting!" And that caused a panic, a massive run for the exits. A couple people got hurt, thankfully nobody seriously, and thankfully this was disposed of safely. But again, just a tip, if you come with us to Israel, do not pick up unexploded artillery shells. They do not make good souvenirs. Pro tip. Skywatch TV's next Defender Conference, less than 2 weeks away now. More than two dozen presenters with cutting-edge presentations. I've been watching, you know, Drew Graffia working on his, talking about the wasteland, the desert, and the desert wanderings of Jesus, but how that relates to us and why the prophets and apostles considered the desert the domain of demons. Kind of gives a new twist to the idea of a voice crying, "Make straight a way in the wilderness." That was the domain of these demons. And yet, that's where Isaiah, quoted by John the Baptist, were working in the wilderness. Well, that's just one of the many presentations, more than two dozen that you'll have access to, beginning May 13th at midnight here in, 12:01 a.m., Friday the 13th of May. That's Central Time, U.S. You also, however, get access to $70 worth of documentary films from Skywatch Films, including the most recent, The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy. This is about the UFO phenomenon and what's really behind it. It is not a scientific phenomenon. It is a spiritual phenomenon. Josh interviewed a number of experts, including Timothy Alberino, Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, the late Russ Dizdar, the late Noah Hutchings, many others. I was honored to be a part of that as well. That's just one of the documentary films you get access to for the 90-day period of Skywatch TV's virtual conference, The Unveiling. Don't miss this opportunity to take advantage of this special deal. Sign up now at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. We'll be in Turkey this fall. Why Turkey? Because it's prophetically, historically and prophetically significant. Not only is this the location of the seven churches of the book of Revelation, so you got history and prophecy there in one, we will visit the oldest religious settlement on planet Earth, Göbekli Tepe. Scholars have been trying to figure this place out since it was discovered back in the late 80s. We will take a look at it. You can put your eyes on it yourself. We'll visit Abraham's hometown of Haran and many other locations. The itinerary is posted online. Check it out, skywatchinturkey.com. This will be a small tour, just a couple dozen people. Please consider joining us, skywatchinturkey.com. And then next spring, we go to Israel, including those very mysterious locations in the Golan Heights, but also a number of locations that are just historically and archaeologically significant. Not only Jerusalem, including the Temple Mount, Nazareth, the Sea of Galilee, but we will visit Shiloh and Joshua's Altar. Our friend Dr. Scott Stripling, working at both of those locations. We talked with him not too long ago, you remember, about the lead curse tablet, but also Shiloh, where the tabernacle stood for several centuries before Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem. And he thinks he's found the location of the where the tabernacle stood. So we will talk about all of that as we travel the land. It'll be like a rolling conference through the Holy Land. And take advantage of the 3-day optional extension over to Jordan to see what Moses saw from this mountain of the Avarim, mountain of the travelers, and why that word travelers is a word loaded with prophetic significance. You'll get a look at the itinerary online and a place to reserve your spot at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. This week, Skywatch TV's broadcast features David Heavener, Hollywood veteran. He's got two brand new books out, True Power being one of them, End Time Investigations the other. Don't miss this discussion with Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team as David has seen the belly of the beast from the inside, Hollywood, and how it's used by Satan to promote his agenda. Our broadcast schedule for our over-the-air programs posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but we will broadcast whenever is convenient for you. Just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. You've got us on the set-top box, then just click the remote, and we're there. Or add our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. That's easy, too. You get the added advantage of getting a notice whenever we post something new. We've also got a section there for news that the mainstream media wants you to miss, a calendar of our upcoming events, and much more. It's constantly being updated. There's also a tab, if you feel led, to donate right through the mobile app. We don't talk about that much because that's not our reason for being, but it does help us support the work that we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch. And camping season for the 2022 season of camping is just about ready to begin. So again, check it out. Skywatch TV's free mobile app. We've got a link at the website that takes you directly to the app stores for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. Again, it's free and really useful, very well organized. We thank you for checking that out, and we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.